CMA, DR, Sadanand Vasanth Date, IPS. Director General of Police, DGP, for the state of Maharashtra. CMA, DR, Sadanand Date is an IPS officer of 1990. Batch, presently working as Director General of Police. Maharashtra. He has done M.com and he is an associate member of the Institute of Cost Accountants of India. He was awarded PhD by Pune University in 2003 for his research on theme monitoring of economic offences. A management control systems perspective. As a Fulbright Scholar in 2005-06, he visited the USA to study investigation and prosecution of white-collar and organized crime cases. In a service spanning over 35 years, Mr. Date has worked as a superintendent of police in Bhandara District, 1996-1998, and as a deputy commissioner of police in Mumbai City, 1998-2001. He has worked as an SP and DIG in CBI in various units, 2001-2005. He worked as an ADDLCP in EOW and in Central Region of Mumbai Police, 2006-2010. He has worked as IGP Force 1, 2010-2012. He worked in Mumbai City as JTCP, Law and Order, August 2012 to February 2014, and as JTCP Crime, February 2014 to February 2015. He worked as IG in CRPF in Chhattisgarh sector and as IG Ops in CRPF HQ, March 2015 to October 2018. He has served as a Joint Secretary in Department of Justice under Ministry of Law and Justice, October 2018 to February 2020. He has worked as Commissioner of Police Mirabayandar, Vasai Virar, Sept 2020 Dec 2022. He has worked as DGP ATS Maharashtra, Dec 2022 March 2024, and as DG NIA, March 2024 December 2025. He has received several commendations for his work from Director CBI, DG CRPF, and DGP Maharashtra. He was awarded Mahatma Gandhi Peace and Communal Harmony Award by Minorities Commission of the Government of Maharashtra for the year 2009. He was awarded Police Medal for the Meritorious Services by the President of India in 2007. He valiantly fought terrorists when they attacked Mumbai City on 26/11/2008, recognizing his bravery, the President of India has conferred on him President's Police Medal for gallantry on the occasion of Republic Day 2009. He was decorated with Parakram Padak in 2013. He was awarded President's Police Medal for Distinguished Services in year 2014. Effective delivery of police services, organizational development, counter-terrorism, community policing, and police welfare are the themes on which Mr. Date has continuously worked. Q1. Many CMA students also aspire to join prestigious civil services like the IPS. Based on your journey, how can students effectively balance professional education with competitive exam preparation and leadership development? ANS. Any aspirant preparing for the UPSC Civil Services Examination must first understand the current examination pattern and become thoroughly acquainted with its requirements. CMA students, who come from diverse academic and professional backgrounds, already possess strong domain knowledge in their respective subjects. However, UPSC expects candidates not only to excel in their chosen fields but also to remain well informed about current events, social sciences, governance, and issues affecting society. Aspirants should be aware of the rigorous nature of the examination and prepare themselves accordingly. Since the level of competition is extremely high, success in the civil services examination demands three essential qualities: a sound level of intelligence, sustained hard work, and a genuine passion for learning and public service, in addition to a measure of good luck. Keeping these factors in mind while preparing can significantly enhance a candidate's chances of success in the UPSC examination. Q2. Sir, your journey from being a qualified cost and management accountant to leading the Maharashtra Police as Director General is truly remarkable. How has your CMA training influenced your approach toward leadership, governance, and strategic decision-making in law enforcement? ANS. Being a commerce graduate and postgraduate, while simultaneously pursuing IQI, now CMA, I became aware of the UPSC Civil Services Examination during my first year of college. The desire to support my family through a good ethical profession was also a significant motivating factor behind my career aspirations. My preparation for IQI proved immensely beneficial for UPSC preparation and subsequent career in IPS. In fact, my optional subjects in the civil services examination were commerce and public administration, portions of which overlapped with the IQI curriculum. More importantly, the rigorous nature of the IQI course taught me how to handle challenging subjects, identify my strengths and weaknesses, prepare effective notes, and maintain discipline in my studies, all of which were invaluable during UPSC preparation. Clearing IQI in the first attempt with a first class further boosted my confidence and reinforced my belief in my abilities. Further, while in service after completing 10 years of work, I chose to specialize in investigation of economic offenses and financial crimes in the CBI. Here again, my grounding in cost and management accounting proved highly relevant. Knowledge of accounts, law, economics, and financial systems greatly assisted me in investigating bank frauds, share market scams, and other financial irregularities. The concepts of costing and analysis enabled me to evaluate situations from multiple perspectives. Understanding baseline costs, committed costs, and marginal costs help develop a structured and analytical approach to problem solving and decision making. The disciplines of economics, management, and cost accounting equipped me with the ability to assess alternatives, make informed decisions, implement strategies effectively, and undertake course corrections when necessary. Whether dealing with cybercrime, financial fraud, criminal activities, or law and order issues, the management control systems and decision-making frameworks learned through cost accounting, mathematics, statistics, economics, and management have been immensely useful. In many ways, cost accounting is an extension of rational decision-making, helping one evaluate options objectively and choose the optimum course of action. The analytical mindset developed through these subjects has played a significant role throughout my professional journey and has contributed meaningfully to my work in investigation, policing, and public administration. Q3. India is moving toward greater transparency and performance-oriented governance. How can cost accountants support nation-building initiatives such as public financial management, sustainability, and efficient utilization of public resources? ANS. If the ultimate objective is sustainability and the efficient utilization of resources, cost accounting provides a vital framework for evaluating choices and guiding decision-making. Every activity, whether in business, governance, or public administration, requires resources such as land, labor, capital, and entrepreneurship, the fundamental factors of production identified in economics. Accounting assigns numerical values to these resources, creating a common and measurable language for assessing their utilization. In essence, cost accounting translates the application of resources into quantitative terms, enabling organizations and decision makers to evaluate performance, compare alternatives, and determine the most efficient course of action. By providing clear criteria for measuring costs, benefits, and outcomes, cost accounting helps ensure that resources are deployed optimally, thereby supporting sustainability, efficiency, and informed decision-making. Q4. In many financial scandals, operational inefficiencies and abnormal cost patterns emerge well before regulatory intervention. What early warning indicators should experienced professionals closely monitor to strengthen organizational governance and prevent corporate failures? ANS. While I may not consider myself an experienced CMA professional or an expert in the field, my education in cost and management accounting has provided me with valuable analytical tools that have proved useful throughout my investigative career. One of the most important lessons from cost accounting is the test of logic. Examining whether a transaction, activity, or set of Data makes economic and financial sense. Whenever information is presented, the first question is whether it is logical and sustainable under normal business conditions. This approach proved valuable during my investigations into financial and economic offenses, including fraudulent air ticketing schemes involving Kingfisher Airlines and the Telge stamp scam. In the case of fraudulent air ticketing, unusually low prices offered by certain agents raised immediate concerns. If an airline ticket was officially priced at a particular level, yet third parties were consistently offering significant discounts without any apparent commercial justification, it became necessary to question the source of that advantage. Further investigation revealed instances where stolen credit card information and fraudulent databases were being misused. Similarly, in the Telge scam, the availability of government stamps at abnormally discounted rates served as an important red flag, requiring closer scrutiny. Cost accounting and financial analysis techniques, such as ratio analysis, trend analysis, and benchmarking against industry averages, help identify anomalies that may indicate fraud or inefficiency. When financial relationships deviate significantly from established norms, they often warrant further examination. Thus, the principles of cost analysis not only assist in business decision making but also provide a relevant and useful framework for detecting irregularities, assessing risks, and uncovering fraudulent activities. Through logical and evidence-based analysis, Q5. Your doctoral research focused on economic offenses. In today's environment of cyber frauds, digital assets, and sophisticated financial crimes, do you believe Indian law enforcement agencies should increasingly integrate professionals with specialized CMA and forensic finance expertise? ANS. Yes, and this is already taking place. We have established a panel of financial analysts comprising qualified financial professionals who can be empaneled and engaged by enforcement agencies whenever required. Depending on the nature and complexity of a case, these experts can provide specialized financial analysis, assist in tracing transactions, examining financial records, identifying irregularities and supporting investigations into financial and economic offenses. Q6. Ethics and integrity are fundamental in both the police and the accounting profession. What message would you like to give young professionals regarding ethical leadership and professional responsibility? ANS. Ethics, governance, risk management and sustainability are founded on the core principles of integrity and ethical conduct. Integrity means ensuring that what we say is consistent with what we do, building credibility and trust through our actions. As professionals, it is our responsibility to report performance honestly and transparently to the appropriate authorities. Even if sincere efforts do not yield the desired results, candid and truthful. Reporting creates a positive impression on decision makers and fosters confidence in the professionals. Judgment and reliability. Ethical conduct goes beyond merely following rules. It involves using resources responsibly for the greater public good and acting with the right intentions. While actions are important, the intent behind those actions is at least equally and probably even more important. In this sense, ethics represents a higher level of integrity, guiding individuals to make decisions that are not only correct but also fair, responsible and beneficial to society. Q7. Having led the National Investigation Agency, NIA, you would have witnessed the increasing complexity of financial crimes, terror financing, and money laundering. How can cost and management accountants contribute to strengthening financial intelligence, forensic investigations, and national economic security? ANS. This is an important agenda that is being pursued in collaboration with finance professionals. The objective is to conduct specialized training programs that can help investigating officers to develop a deeper understanding of financial data, financial analysis and the interpretation of complex financial transactions. At the same time, similar programs run for CMAs in forensic accounting can equip CMAs with knowledge of investigative processes, enabling them to contribute effectively as forensic accountants and audit assistants in financial and economic crime investigations. Recognizing the growing importance of forensic accounting and investigative skills, I am told that these areas have also been incorporated into the CMA syllabus 2026, thereby preparing future professionals to play a more active role in supporting enforcement agencies and strengthening financial governance and accountability. Q8. Finally, what is your vision for the future young professionals in strengthening India's governance systems, economic security, public accountability, and global economic leadership? ANS. For efficient decision-making and optimal utilization of resources, the application and consumption of resources must be accurately measured and reported through financial accounting, cost accounting, and management accounting statements. Proper measurement and analysis provide reliable inputs for management, enabling informed and strategic decisions. The existence of robust auditing standards and effective audit practices further strengthens the credibility of financial information by supporting both internal and external audit functions. In modern organizations, ownership and management are often separate, making transparency, accountability, and accurate reporting even more essential. CMAs play a significant role in this process by continuously monitoring production, services, costs, and operational efficiency. Their contributions help organizations enhance competitiveness, improve productivity, and Achieve sustainable growth. When products and services remain competitive through effective cost management and value creation, businesses naturally experience greater prosperity, expansion, and long-term success. In his advice to students, he emphasized the importance of carefully choosing both their area of study and their future profession. Once a choice is made, students should dedicate themselves to gaining in-depth knowledge and developing expertise in their chosen field. For the CMA course, the initial 3 to 4 months should be devoted to understanding the CMA syllabus and building a strong foundation in the subject. This orientation towards knowledge, insights, and skills is essential for academic and professional success. With the abundance of online resources available today, students have ample opportunities to broaden their understanding and gain valuable insights beyond the classroom. He further highlighted that emerging fields, such as prompt engineering and artificial intelligence, are driven by insights, which in turn stem from knowledge. Therefore, the primary objective should always be to acquire and master the domain knowledge thoroughly. Equally important is effective time management, as time is a student's most valuable asset. Students must learn to budget their time wisely, remain focused on their goals, and pursue their studies with dedication and discipline. Having a clear vision for the future and making conscious choices throughout their educational and professional journey are crucial for achieving long-term success and personal growth. Finally, a professional is above all expected to be trustworthy, and this trust can be built and sustained in a long professional career only through integrity and high ethical standards.